This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Belarusian opposition candidate Sviatlana Tsiakhanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said in part, "I am ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader in this period with the goal of calming the situation and entering into a normal period." This as the pressure for President Alexander Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. The protests have been a constant after the August 9th election that gave the six-term president more than 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia says he believes he is not the only one in supporting the protesters.
I have a feeling that a lot of colleagues should share my statements, my position. But of course, they have fears. They do not want to be fired.
Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says the European Union should support opposition demonstrators in Belarus. EU leaders will hold an emergency video talk Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus for 26 years. A European source said Michel decided to call the summit in view of the spike in tensions over the weekend. And ahead of Wednesday's call, Poland's deputy foreign minister said Monday European Union funds should be used to support Belarus. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration announced Monday it will further tighten restrictions on Huawei Technologies company aimed at cracking down on its access to commercially available chips. The U.S. Commerce Department actions will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the rule change, quote, will prevent Huawei from circumventing U.S. law through alternative chip production and provision of off-the-shelf chips, end quote. New Zealand's general election due next month has been postponed for 4 weeks because of a spike in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the new October 17th date gives parties the opportunity to plan their campaigns around any COVID-19 restrictions. She says the reemergence of COVID in Auckland at the beginning of the formal campaign period has been cause for concern.
I should be clear that the Electoral Commission since April has planned for a range of scenarios, including the possibility of an election period where the country is at alert level 2 and with some areas of the country at alert level 3.
The Prime Minister had been under increasing pressure to delay the September election. Most campaigning has been halted by a spike in coronavirus cases in Auckland, which is under a 2-week lockdown. The Czech government will make the wearing of face masks mandatory again starting September 1st on public transportation and in many indoor public venues following a resurgence of coronavirus infections and ahead of what it expects to be a tough autumn. The Czech Republic was among the first countries in Europe to order people to wear masks in most public places in March, but had gradually lifted the requirement as infections fell in late spring. Norway's intelligence service said Monday its agents had arrested a Norwegian man suspected of providing state secrets to a foreign power. Contacted by AFP, the PST intelligence agency refused to disclose any details about the suspect, the nature of the information handed over, or the country that allegedly received the information. The man was arrested Saturday in Oslo and was due to appear at a custody hearing before a judge Monday. Monday, Cyprus criticized European Union partners over what it said was diffidence amounting to a, quote, policy of appeasement, end quote, in dealing with Turkey, locked in a standoff with Cyprus and Greece over energy exploration in Eastern Mediterranean. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.